Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We enjoy hanging out with you. And don't forget, folks, this Friday, 6 p.m., National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 84 building, the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio's first annual barbecue. All the cool people are going to be there. That's why we need you there. Okay? So come on down. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to you. To find out more about us or the dinner, go to www.theunionedge.com, and we appreciate that very much. Joining us right now from Apple Tree Media Works, we've got Katie Dexter. Katie, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure, Katie. We appreciate you being with us today, and we appreciate all the wonderful work that you do on behalf of us and our website and just about anything electronic that goes over the internet that we do. Let's see, World Cyber Censorship Day. What's going on?
Yeah, we just had a holiday over the weekend, and that was our World Day Against Cyber Censorship. This may have gone by quietly for a lot of people, and for other internet professionals like myself, it did not go by quietly. We paid attention to it, and that's what we want to share today.
And what did you do for the holiday?
Well, we posted a bunch of stuff on the internet because it was an internet holiday. Just really trying to share the word about what exactly the holiday is and why it's important for everyone.
Well, what is the holiday? Why is it so important?
Well, the holiday actually started back in 2008, and it was created by the Reporters Without Borders. And really, the whole point of the holiday is to rally everyone in support of a single internet that is unrestricted and accessible to all. A lot of people haven't really noticed some of the laws that are trying to be passed through our Congress and our legislation and why they're trying to pass them. Words like CISPA, SOPA, net neutrality, all these words, we're all kind of ignoring them because they came out with a new name and they're trying to be pushed through behind the scenes.
As an end user of the internet, I mean, you know, I look at the internet as a utility. You know, in my opinion, it's owned by... here in the United States by the American taxpayers, and it should be regulated as such. Am I incorrect in that?
No, I completely agree with you. Right now, we are under a law called net neutrality, and that came from the FCC, and it's regulated by the FCC. And what that does is it keeps the internet lanes equal for everyone. Big companies like Time Warner and some of the other ones, they want to have their own fast lane, kind of a pay-to-play. If you want fast internet, if you want to be able to see certain websites, you're going to have to pay us, which we know as a big utility is not okay. And so that's why net neutrality is so important. However, last month, some candidates and other senators tried to push through a bill they're calling Restoring the Internet Freedom Act. Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, if you do this, you get a puppy dog.
Yeah, it's not internet freedom. It's taking away net neutrality. But they didn't want to just say, hey, let's overturn net neutrality and make everyone pay to play on the internet.
Right. Yeah. What they don't want to say is we're caving into the big companies that are sending us large campaign checks.
Absolutely. Yes. So that's why this holiday was so important. Again, it brought up two things. One was the keeping the internet fair and equitable for everyone. And then the second piece was pushing for, you know, online privacy.
Absolutely. So, I mean, what do we have to do as end users, as taxpayers, as, you know, the employers of Congress?
Well, of course, as always, you know, get a hold of your senators. Send them an email and say, you know what? Net neutrality is good for everyone. Do not put forth the Internet Freedom Act. I am not for it. And as a voter, I'm willing to speak out on that. Two of our candidates, Ted Cruz and Mark Rubio, are both pushing to have net neutrality overturned. They're the ones pushing to put through the Internet Freedom Act.
I know exactly how much Ted Cruz loves this, and I'll tell you how we know. Just say to Ted Cruz, Ted, I want to see all of your emails for government and in the private that you've sent over the last 10 years. Say that to him. See what he says.
Right. I'm sure then he might speak out, you know, about online privacy and that maybe it is important that we don't keep track of all that.
Well, if you're a senator, we're paying you. We get to see what the hell you're saying on your email.
You know, I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right?
Yeah, yeah, you're preaching the choir on that one for sure.
I mean, aren't we paying for his senatorial computers? Aren't we paying for his senatorial office space? Aren't we paying for his senatorial internet access? Well, it's all ours. We own it. I want to see it.
Right, but you're not paying for his campaign.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's a senator. I mean, you want to run for office, that's part of the ticket. You know?
Exactly.
But that's just
me. We need to stand up together and definitely fight for that.
I have a feeling it's not just you and me, though.
That's right. And that's the whole point of the World Day Against Cyber Censorship is, you know, that we do need to stand together as individuals that use the internet, and that if we have to play by these rules, so do our legislators.
Absolutely. Anything else that we should be looking at with this?
Well, not just on the keeping the fast lanes or keeping all the lanes fair on the internet, but also your privacy, your internet privacy. Europe has definitely stepped up their game on this. Europe is putting laws on U.S. companies on how we're handling European data that's coming across. Of course, you've got people from Europe that are using American-based websites, and all of that data is being captured, and Europe is the first one standing up and saying, whoa, hang on, you can't just use that data however you please. So there was the EU, U.S., so your European and your United States Privacy Shield Act was just released on February 29th. It has not been signed yet. But with that, they're trying to get control of private information for Europeans and make sure that it's not being abused or being sold to the highest bidder. So Europe is stepping forward on this, and American companies are trying to keep up with it, but the laws are still pretty wishy-washy on all that.
Very interesting indeed. Katie, we got about a minute left. Anything else?
Again, don't be afraid to call your legislators and say, hey, I want a free internet. That's the whole point of the internet. That's why it's here for us. And definitely speak up about that and don't ignore the messages coming through.
Oh, no. If I say free internet, Senator Toomey's going to say I'm a taker, not a maker. He's going to say that I'm looking for ObamaNet, and just like the free phones.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. It's a conspiracy just against me. I'm not paranoid. No, I'm not paranoid. I know they're after me. But Katie, Katie Dexter of Appletree Media Works, how do we find out more about you? How do we get a hold of you if we have questions?
You can visit appletreemediaworks.com, or you can call our office directly at 810-444-4080.
One more time, please.
810-444-4080.
There you go. Katie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. You do great work. Thanks for keeping it exciting and fun, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you. That was Katie Dexter of Appletree Media Works. And, you know, I tell you what, she does great work. She does our website and she does a lot of other things for us. So in the meantime, stick around, folks. We've got Keith Messrich coming up, president and chief executive officer of Amalgamated Bank. Imagine this. If you take care of your people, they do a good job for you. I'm just saying. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.